Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of What You Know, soon to be combination of What You Know slash The New Space. Haven't quite decided yet. This is going to be a different kind of a podcast today. I'll get to my actual agenda, which was covering the top five news stories that will make you crap yourself and are worth talking about tomorrow. But today, I spent hours and hours putting together a short video that included clips from Catherine Austin Fitz's documentary on the lockdown, as well as some pertinent resources, both government-cited resources and from the Children's Health Defense Fund, I think it's called. And I even did a little RSA animation thing in there, which you won't be able to see, obviously, but you'll be able to hear it. And then, of course, I upload it to YouTube, and everything's running at lightning-fast speed, but it takes this particular video, I don't know, 2 hours and 27 minutes, I think, to upload completely. And within, I don't know, maybe about 30 minutes or so, they sent me a message saying that it had been taken down. Let me be clear, I edited out pretty much all the controversial stuff. What Catherine Austin Fitz was really talking about largely was the transactional system coming in, the digital currency, the economics of it, and how it's a mechanism of control. There was one mention of vaccinations, maybe a couple more, but certainly did not warrant in any manner, shape, nor form them immediately taking down the video, considering some of the unbelievable stuff I'm able to find on YouTube. So just glaring hypocrisy as per usual. But anyway, it's a bit of a different episode. Give it a listen. Look at the resources in the description, and I hope you enjoy. What's up? My name is Mr. Global. Catherine Austin Fitz talks about me, and you're fitting to get bent over a barrel. You see, because it's very simple what I want. I want to control this. Now, if you're anything like most people, you're going to sit in your little house that's preferably built out of real things and not drawn together, and you're going to sit on your couch like this guy and pretend everything is okay. Or you could be like this chick. She's really gorgeous, but doesn't have a clue. Anyways, try to enjoy the presentation, and if you can, check out the work of Catherine Austin Fitz. I will include links where I can.
Hey, hey, how's it going? Hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you are well, and certainly that you are more comfortable than we are here in Austin, Texas. It is cold and snowing, which is absolute bullshit. Anyway, Catherine Austin Fitz is someone who really has a firm understanding of what's going on in the world, the changes that we're seeing, the reasons that we're seeing them, and I have heavily researched her. She's far smarter than I am, but the metric that I use is her Solaria reports, her economic reports, which are just astounding. The software she created in the 90s, Community Wizard, which was well above its time, so much so that the DOJ stole it from her and she had to spend millions of dollars in litigation trying to get it out. But also, the other metric is that the things that she has said are going to happen have happened. Almost on cue. So I'm going to do more than just a couple of videos on this topic, but this one will start, and right now this one is the most recent recorded. It's chopped up a little bit. She's talking about technology, the new transactional system, and slavery, essentially, and how it's a choice between slavery and freedom, and how all the concurrent crises going on are being used as a massive distraction. Case in point, the pandemic. Case in point, the Trump impeachment. Case in point, all of this stuff as a massive distraction for all the things that they're currently doing. And we can get into that another time. But take a look through. She refers to Mr. Global, and I think that that's a great way to, in an easy to understand, palatable way, to introduce the person who is glued to mainstream media and thinks are just doesn't see the big picture, to introduce them to this idea that there is a powerful ruling elite in the world that has not complete control, but an insane amount of sway, and is gunning for complete control, and is very close to getting it. So
check investment advisory services.
And what do you think is happening economically as a result of all this?
So what is happening, I just published a huge study called The State of Our Currencies. And what I describe is the fact that for many decades, the dollar has been the reserve currency. And the system is what I would describe as long in the tooth. And the central bankers are trying to bring in a new system, but it's not ready to go yet. And what we're in a period of great change and uncertainty where the central bankers are trying to keep the dollar system going and accelerate. So they're trying to lengthen the dollar system, and then they're trying to accelerate bringing in the new system. And they have to bring in the new system without anybody quite realizing exactly what it is. So we've had a global reserve currency system, the dollar, and it needs to evolve and change, and it's long in the tooth. There's lots of unhappiness with the system, and the central bankers are trying to bring a new system. And to do it, they're trying to extend the old and accelerate the new, and it makes it a very chaotic thing, since much of the new is being tested and tried and prototyped, and it involves many different industries. So I describe the new system as the end of currencies. So we're not bringing in a new currency, we're essentially bringing in a new transaction system that will be all digital and essentially end currencies as we know them. So what they're trying to do involves essentially all the money on the planet. So it's big, it's complicated, it's messy. And the challenge they have is, how do you market a system that if people understood it, nobody would want? And of course, the way you do that is with a healthcare crisis.
And why is a healthcare crisis good for that?
Because generally, if a few people want to control the many, the question is, how can you herd all the sheep into the slaughterhouse without them realizing and resisting? So the perfect thing is invisible enemies. Then the second tactic, which is very effective, is divide and conquer. And so in the meantime, if you can use the media plays a very important role. If you can turn men and women against each other and black and white against each other. And one of the reasons you import a lot of immigrants into Europe is turn the general population against the immigrants, and then you need government to be in the middle. And, so these are all, whether it's divide and tactic or invisible enemies, these are all ways to institute fear and get people to go along with things. And of course, the invisible virus allows you to do enormous control mechanisms. You can stop people from gathering, you can stop people from organizing, you can stop people from getting together and talking about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. And if you digitize it with contract tracing, then you can control who's talking to whom. If you can get them to do all their work and education online, you can literally listen to everything they're saying. So you can institute extraordinary amounts of surveillance, all in the theory that we're protecting you from the invisible virus. It's very clever, and as you can see, it's working in with many people, not everybody, but many people. So to me, a lot, and I don't want to underestimate the ability of the leadership to introduce pathogens that will kill people, and I don't want to suggest that people aren't getting sick, but essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to buy into a solution before they see where it's ultimately going to go. Because you're talking about a transaction system that is no longer a currency, it's a control system. So it's like a credit at the company store. If every central bank comes out with a digital central bank currency, they have the ability to turn your money on and off. So if you don't behave, That's it. And of course, as we know, they want to combine this with transhumanism, which means literally, I take injections that can institute the equivalent of an operating system in my body. And so I'm hooked up to the financial system literally physically.
To step back to the beginning a little bit, a little
Sure.
101, is what is the actual effect of the lockdown measures?
So what you're doing is you're trying to, I used to call the Patriot Act the Concentration and Control of Cash Flow Act. And this is a very similar process. You're trying to dramatically centralize economic and political control. So let me give you an example. We have 100 small businesses on Main Street in a community. You declare them non-essential, shut them down. Suddenly Amazon and Walmart and the big box stores can come in and take away all the market share. In the meantime, the people on Main Street have to keep paying off their credit cards or their mortgage. So they're in a debt entrapment. And they're desperate to get cash flow to cover basically their debts and their day-to-day expenses. In the meantime, you have the Federal Reserve institute a form of quantitative easing where they're buying corporate bonds and the guys who are taking up the market share can basically finance at, 0 to 1%, or their banks can at 0 to 1%. When everybody in Main Street is paying 16 to 17% on their credit cards without income. So basically, now you've got them over a barrel and you can take away their market share. And generally, they can't afford to do what they say because they're too busy trying to find money to feed their kids.
I would describe the what COVID-19 is the institution of controls necessary to convert the planet from democratic process to technocracy. So what we're watching is a change in control and an engineering of new control systems. So think of this as a coup d'etat. It's much more like a coup d'etat than a virus.
What do you think the technocracy that we're being pushed towards is, will look like?
So the technocracy that they're pushing towards is what is called transhumanism. So essentially, what you do is you use injections to inject materials into the body that create the equivalent of an operating system. So everybody knows the idea of Microsoft causing you to download an operating system in your computer that gives Microsoft and a variety of other players a backdoor into your computer. And every month or two or three, you've got to update it because they're viruses, right? It's back to the magic virus that can solve all problems. And so this is a similar system for your body. You inject materials into your body that essentially create the equivalent of an operating system and a receiver, and you can literally hook everybody up to the cloud. And that includes hooking them up in a way that their transaction system, the Bible calls it the mark of the beast, is one way people know this up. But you're basically talking about being able to digitally identify and track people in connection with their financial transactions. So it's a world of zero privacy. But more importantly, what's important to understand is if you then institute one or more central bank cryptos, you're now talking about a system where every central bank in the world can shut you off individually from transacting if they don't like the way you're behaving. So many people are familiar with the social credit system in China. It's very similar. You're basically, if you install the smart grid in their car, their community, and now literally in their body, you've got 24/7 surveillance. And if people don't do what you say and behave the way you want, they can and will shut off your money. So and they'll also have spatial control. If they say you can't travel more than 5 miles, that's it. Because you're in a complete digital control system. And it's controlled by the central bankers through the money. Now, the challenge before us is if sort of the committee that runs the world, my nickname being Mr. Global, if Mr. Global wants to go to a slavery system and we want to remain a human civilization, then we have a fundamental disagreement. And that is the disagreement before us.
And we get to the diagrams here.
Okay. So if you look at what's going on, we have the tech people building the clouds and the telecommunications. We have the military doing space and Operation Warp Speed. So they're putting up the satellites, okay?
Then we have Big Pharma, which is making the injections that are full of these mystery ingredients and change, modify your DNA, and for all we know, make you infertile. And then we have the media pouring out the propaganda. And then we have the central bankers engineering the to the crypto, the central bank crypto systems. So you have these different pillars, and it's very important when you look at what's going on day to day, particularly in the media, they're trying to keep them separate so that you can't see how they're going to come together in an integrated system, which is basically integrated into your body and your mind.
For what purpose?
To institute the slavery system. So in other words, if I am going to do everything through a smart grid, and I need to run the smart grid into your neighborhood, and then I need to run the smart grid into your body, the question is, how am I going to build it out in your neighborhood and build it out in your body without you seeing the trap? Right? So that's why you try and keep these different lines separate. So if you listen to the central bankers, they try as hard as they can to stay away from these conversations.
Been put in a trap this year?
Yes. Right, but the door hasn't shut. So that's why the reason we're talking is because transparency can blow the game. It's interesting because in the beginning of the year when I wrote the article Injection Fraud and said Bill Gates is trying to download an operating system in your body just the way you download it in your mind, and use viruses as an excuse to have to update it, you know, to make it work for his back door every day. 3 months later, and then Corbett did a great series on Gates, and several people came out and sort of reaffirmed this. And it was in the fall, Yahoo Finance did a poll, published a poll saying that 44% of Republicans thought Bill Gates wanted to chip them. And I said, okay, we're making progress. So, you know, and that's exactly when Gates sort of disappeared and they brought out Operation Warp Speed, because they needed, and interestingly enough, the person they chose to run Operation Warp Speed was an expert on injectable brain-machine interface. He used to head research at GlaxoSmithKline, and he's a brain-machine interface expert.
It's a creepy resume for that job, huh?
It's a perfect resume for that job. You know, here's one of the most important developments that happened in 2019, in addition to the approval of the Going Direct plan by the central bankers in Jackson Hole, was the issuance by the Department of Defense of the JEDI cloud contract to Microsoft. So you had Amazon receive... Amazon is essentially a CIA, an intelligence agency contractor. They started generating profit when they entered into major contracts with the CIA to provide the clouds, not only for the CIA, but all 17 US intelligence agencies through that umbrella cloud contract. So you now have Amazon running the intelligence agency's contract. This year, Leidos did a big contract, or at the end of 2019, Leidos did a big contract with the Navy, and then DoD did the JEDI contract. And so those three huge cloud contracts give you the ability, once you get everybody hooked up into them, to radically re-engineer how the cash flows work. So you can literally shut down all small business, or almost all small business, put everybody on a universal basic income, which is basically a control system, and run it all through the military clouds.
So you can see the direction we're headed, but it's a little uncertain as to why, or
no, it's simple. Technology gives you the ability to institute a complete control system and further centralize economic and political control. So I'll give you a perfect example. The reason the African American slave trade ended, there were two reasons in my opinion. One is you couldn't perfect collateral. So the banks in London kept losing money because the plantation owners, when the commodities market went down, would sell their slaves west
and the banks couldn't go get their collateral. So they would finance the purchase of a slave at, say, 50% loan-to-value ratio, and then when the commodities market's down, they'd sell the slave, say he ran away, and the banks would be hung, right? And the banks couldn't prove that, you know, Harry was their slave because they couldn't, they had no way of perfecting collateral, okay? Mm-hmm. So that was number one. The second was the Haitians rebelled, and the Europeans sent several armies in to try and quell the rebellion and never could. The Haitians were too good, okay? Now, if you look at digital technology, you can perfect the collateral, okay? And with space weaponry and the kind of weaponry you have from space and surveillance, you can put down any rebellion, right? So the reasons that the slave trade, which was unbelievably profitable, the history of the world is slavery is the most profitable business. It's more profitable than mining. It's more profitable than narcotics. I mean, it's more profitable than all the addictions. So if you now have the technological capability of implementing slavery, their attitude, I think, is, okay, let's do it.
Now, before anybody is ready to rule straight out of hand what she's talking about here, keep in mind a couple of things. She's about to get into, and I may cut this out of the clip because it's a long clip, but she's about to get into how tracking us and having a more efficient system essentially allows them to use us as collateral. So not only right now, say, you know, the U.S. dollar is what is widely used to buy oil. That's one of the things that, despite all our outrageous debt, gives it standing and value in the as a reserve currency and as a currency in general. What she's talking about is a world where they're going to tie one digital currency to food, water, and people. And she'll also touch on, and in case I have to edit it just to keep it shorter, the doctor who ran Operation Warp Speed worked with GlaxoSmithKline. GlaxoSmithKline was working on brain-machine interface as early as 2013, and I'll link this article. Routers. GSK plans $1 million prize to jumpstart electroceuticals. London, GlaxoSmithKline, Britain's biggest drug maker, is placing a small but important bet on a new way of treating diseases by targeting electrical signals in the body. The company said on Monday it would offer a $1 million prize to stimulate innovation in the field, along with funding up to 40 researchers. The initiative is a long-term gamble on the promise of a new kind of medicine using electrical impulses rather than chemicals or biological molecules found in today's drugs. GSK believes it is ahead of rivals in the emerging area and, given the early stage nature of the work, the drug maker aims to play a coordinating role in bringing researchers together. The new field of electroceuticals has also grabbed the attention of a number of academic groups, which are already mapping neural circuits in animals and humans and working on potential inventions for testing in clinical trials. Let's see here if there's anything else worth noting. Bioelectronics. The idea is to use electrical impulses that form the, quote, language, unquote, of the body's nervous system and address a range of diseases from high blood pressure to breathing problems and eventually brain disorders. Goes on to talk about bio-nanotechnology at the micro level. Let's see here. You know, I mean, scanning through this, I'll include this work. I think the bigger thing here is that was, this article is from Wednesday, April 10th, 2013. So in 2020, the main doctor, let's see who that is real quick. Operation Warp Speed.
I'm very professional here. You're just going to have to hang with me. All right. So, Operation Warp Speed. Dr. Slawi is a venture capitalist and formerly chairman of global research and development and chairman of global vaccines at GlaxoSmithKline. And yes, I'm sure I butchered that name.
Right? And part of it is technology also makes it much easier for a small group of people to get together and be very powerful. So, for example, if they bring in breakthrough energy technology, the danger is a small group of crazy people can weaponize it. So technology is powerful. The more powerful technology you integrate, the more danger there is you lose control. Now, there are other theories as to why people would want complete control. So I'll give you another reason. You know, given the difficulty of feeding and managing a population that's getting ever larger, if you now have biotechnology that allows Mr. Global to live for 150 years, you know, you can't afford, you can't keep that secret, right? If the wealthy are living for 150 years and we're not, that you can't keep that a secret. So why not downsize the population, integrate robots, use robotics for everything, and you can have a very wealthy and luxurious life without all the management headaches, right?
So, the kind of breaking of society into different classes, or into an uber class and a vast peasantry mixed with robotics?
Yes. Yeah, in other words, what's trying to happen here is Mr. Global is using technology to move to a system where between robotics, AI, and software, a few people can control the many with far less headaches and fear. Leadership is to do what they want to do. It would be very, very convenient if they could bring in the guns. And now what's clear is, you know, you have to go with the cult or you have to go with truth. The middle of the road is going away. And so everybody has to choose which they want. Let's go to the riots. Okay, so when the riots began and the leadership took the position that you couldn't go to church because of the danger of the magic virus, but you could go to the riots and protest, my team and I started to look at the riots. And so we made, if you come into Solari, there's a database called COVID-19, and I think it's COVID-19 Riots and Fed. So the first thing we did is we looked at the state and we looked at the cities and whether the governor was Democrat or Republican, and then what the COVID cases and deaths were. And then we said, okay, we're going to check a box called riots, where riots have been. So we started to look at the patterns of the riots vis-a-vis the machine, political machine control and sort of the COVID magic virus op. And there was something wrong when I was looking at the data, and I could feel, you know, I'm a very intuitive person. I was saying, there's something here. So I said to the wonderful teammate who was building this, I said, do me a favor. I want you to put a box called the Federal Reserve. And I want you to check the box. There are 12 banks, one headquarters, and then the branches for a total of 37 locations. I want you to check the box wherever, in any city where we have a branch or a bank or the headquarters, I want a check. And what we discovered is 34 of the 37 bank locations had riots. And I said, well, wait a minute, that's a pattern. There's something here. Let's drill down. So we started with Minneapolis, and we said, let's take the data of all the buildings that were harmed or burnt or businesses, and we'll map it. You know, we'll do a GIS software, and we'll map where these businesses were and how close they were to the Federal Reserve Bank. And so the first one we did, there's a street going across Minneapolis called Lake. And we mapped them. And one of the things we did when we mapped them was we drew pictures of where the opportunity zones were. Do you know what an opportunity zone is? An opportunity zone is a tax shelter mechanism created in 2018 to help the tech billionaires, as they sold their stock, avoid capital gains. So you can, if you're Jeff Bezos, who sold $10 billion of stock this year, if you were to roll over your proceeds into opportunity zone investments and handle it in a certain way, you could avoid all capital gains tax.
Okay.